This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, if you watch the show, you know I spend most of my time right over there gathering with the day's finest 99% commercially pure TI-22 News Titanium, fastening it with over 120 topical story rivets and added ultra-silent wheels, CNC milled from aircraft aluminum to create for you the Techno Monster Chronos Titanium Chestnut Trolley Luggage that is my monologue. But sometimes, folks, you know, I rip the screen off an abandoned double wide and punch out the mesh, then cinch it up using the waistband I stripped out of a drifter's sweatpants and load it with my collection of pill bottles filled with squirrel teeth to make the contaminated skunk bindle of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile,
the only anesthetic I need. You could take out a tooth right now. I wouldn't even feel it. Meanwhile, in Wayfish Millionaire news, Gwyneth Paltrow recently revealed she is weirdly very into Spanx. Weirdly? May I remind you, you literally sell a candle that smells like your hoo-ha. And leggings is the weird thing. That's like Buffalo Bill saying, I like to wear women's skin as a suit. Also, I'm weirdly into olives on pizza. Quirk alert. Meanwhile, big box giant Costco has announced that they're launching a weight loss program that prescribes Ozempic and Wegovy. You'll find Costco's weight loss drugs between the pallets of oatmeal cookies and the pumpkin pies the size of a tractor wheel. Meanwhile, crackers you can lash into a raft. Meanwhile, here in New York, customers at the Muji store in Hudson Yards have been shocked by an employee at the shop, a robot barista that can make you a coffee in minutes. Wow! Coffee in minutes? That's heard of. Meanwhile, in Quaff news, actress Julia Fox debuted her Velveeta gold hair while in her underwear at a Knicks game. Oops. I'm sorry. That sound means we've tripped the too many things in this headline alert. That hasn't happened since 2002 when we reported Enrique Iglesias flashes baked bean mohawk while in assless chaps at Jingle Ball. Meanwhile, news for fans of Panera, they might be lowering their standards to skip on costs. Panera with lower standards, so Subway. Turns out, Panera is trying to cut costs ahead of its planned IPO, so its stores across the U.S. were directed to remove signs that include the phrases, no antibiotics ever, vegetarian fed, grass-fed, pasture-raised, animal welfare, or any mention of hormones. They will all be replaced with new signs that say, a teenager with strep coughed on this sandwich.
Wow.
Meanwhile, meanwhile, a recent study says that coin flips are not exactly 50-50. Coins flipped into the air and caught in the hand had a 50.8% chance of landing on the same side they started from, according to František Bartoš, a researcher at the University of Amsterdam who analyzed the results of 350,757 coin flips. You do not want to get stuck talking to that guy at a party. And then, on flip 254, six... 178. It was heads. Then on flip 254,679, it was heads. And then... Meanwhile, down in Plano, Texas, a vehicle crashed through a glass window at a gym. Nobody was hurt, but if you look at the footage after the incident, you can see somebody still working out on the treadmill next to the crash site. That's a dedicated workout. Either that or the driver trying to make a getaway. Quick! Gotta flee the scene! Why aren't I getting anywhere? Meanwhile... $254,000. Meanwhile, hold on to your all-beef wieners, because the New York Mets have introduced an adventurous new menu item called the Cookie Egg Roll, which consists of a rainbow cookie, raspberry jam, and chocolate syrup rolled and fried in an egg roll wrapper. Ugh. The concession stand has gotten so pretentious since Mr. Met studied abroad. This is on brand for the Mets, though, because when you put that fried cookie in your mouth, in a way, you've already lost. Meanwhile... Yeah? Sure. Why not? Speaking of cookies, milk. Remember the blue milk Luke Skywalker drinks in Star Wars? Well, after 47 years, Star Wars blue milk is finally coming to stores. Yeah, they're rolling out a big campaign featuring Yoda. Milk God?
More Meanwhile, after this.
Here's the thing about eating. We all have to do it, sometimes even a few times a day. But if you already have a lot on your plate that isn't food, like stuff to do, figuring out your meals can be stressful. By the time you get breakfast going, it could be lunchtime. And then what? Eat your breakfast for lunch? Is that allowed? Yes, you're a grown-up who can make their own choices. And whether that choice is eating breakfast for every meal or bending to society's construct of proper mealtimes, you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meals that can be ready in as little as 2 minutes. Tailored to your schedule and weird eating habits, you have the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your cool new breakfast-only lifestyle. You can even try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, if that's what you're into for breakfast. Or any meal. You do you. Head to factormeals.com/lateshow50 and use code lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code lateshow50 at factormeals.com/lateshow50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Folks, I spend most of my time right over there, converting the day's most high-performance carbon fiber news into a topical body with an NMI control cockpit, integrated yacht windows, and discrete temperature zones to build for you the spectacular Marchi Mobile Element Palazzo Superior mobile home that is my monologue. But sometimes, folks, after a bender of purple drank, I drop a dime on the underground Serbian hogfight mafia who chased me into a swamp where I curl up inside a tractor tire and a nettle patch and pull the door of an abandoned porta potty over me to cower inside the snitch's bramble shack of news that is my segment.
Meanwhile,
it's like a topical ointment for the soul. This is, people know, they know. Meanwhile, the founder of Whack-A-Mole is selling their equestrian estate, and do not worry, the horses are included. The property is 211 acres and is listed for $5.9 million, or 10 trillion tickets. Meanwhile, in celebrity alcohol news, supermodel Cindy Crawford, who's married to Casamigos co-founder Randy Gerber, is launching her own brand called Casamigas. It's a catchy name. Good luck with that, Cindy. Far less clunky than my female-focused beverage, Stephen Colbert's Estrogen. Strong enough for a man, but women can have problems, too. Meanwhile, a Florida woman found a nearly 8-foot alligator inside her home. And, of course, this is Florida, so she said, Helen, there you are. Come on, wheel's about to start. Meanwhile, In case you've been living under a rock, there was an eclipse on Monday. On the plus side, if you were under that rock, you still might have your eyesight because Google documented a spike in why do my eyes hurt or eyes hurt related searches as the solar eclipse ended. In a totally unrelated story, people who bought certain eclipse glasses from Amazon may have received an email saying the glasses are, in fact, not safe to view the eclipse in. But they add the glasses are effective if you're at a 3D movie and don't want to see it. Meanwhile, an environmental group released a report on items they found on beach cleanups on the Jersey Shore, which included some odd things like fake eyelashes, fishnet stockings, a jock strap, and a pregnancy test. If you're taking a pregnancy test on a New Jersey beach, it gets better. Is what I'm gonna say. Oh, and good news, they found your eyelashes and your fishnets. Meanwhile, great news for anyone who likes driving but loves peanuts because Planters is looking to hire drivers to cruise in its nutmobile. To which perverts everywhere said, oh, but when I ask if you want to ride my nutmobile, I'm a creep. It seems nice.
Wow.
He seems nice.
He's nice.
Applicants will be expected to escort Mr. Peanut across the country. Now, wait a second. So Mr. Peanut rides around in a giant peanut. That seems wrong. Gather round, children, and see the anthropomorphic nut, pantsless and bemonocled, forced to travel the land in an auto made from the bones of his own nut folk. Meanwhile, in airplane news, there was drama on a recent Air New Zealand flight to Australia when a passenger was fined for urinating in a cup. Evidently, there was a bit of a delay in deplaning when one of the passengers heard the unmistakable sound of someone urinating in a cup. Really? Unmistakable? To whom? Who has that much experience hearing that sound? All right, gentlemen, play that recording back. That's a 62-year-old man with an enlarged prostate taking a whiz in a paper cup. I know, because my life is a horror. I wake up on the beach, take a pregnancy test, and it's back in the nutmobile. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
All benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests from creators to cast to superfans to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I'm Dr. Naomi Bernstein.
And we want to tell you about Calm the F*** Down, a guided meditation series from the Oversharing Podcast. This is something we've been planning for a long time. It's our most requested segment from the podcast. And these meditations are going to be between 5 and 10 minutes. They're going to be super quick because we don't have a lot of time. You're going to be so surprised how 5 to 10 minutes of really thoughtful meditations can transform your whole life. In addition to the first 4 meditations available at launch, we'll be doing 2 new meditations every single month. Plus, for the fans of Oversharing Podcast out there, you'll also get ad-free versions of every episode of the Oversharing Podcast.
So if somebody wants to become a subscriber, how do they join?
It's so easy. You just go to subscribe.betches.com and sign up now for only $4.99 a month. Or you can lock in our discounted rate if you sign up for the whole year. That's subscribe.betches.com. Or if you're in the Apple Podcasts app, you can just hit the subscribe button now and sign up in the app. It's as easy as that.